Well, the federal government is claiming it has legal advice pointing to a major flaw in the Medevac bill. According to the Attorney General, the problem is that asylum seekers who are brought to Australia for medical treatment can't then be sent back to Nauru or Manus Island. But the government won't release the legal advice outlining the problem, nor is it drafting amendments to try to close what it's calling a loophole. Political reporter Melissa Clark.
Attorney General Christian Porter says there's a problem.
The Labor bill that was put before Parliament is so poorly drafted that it doesn't provide for a lawful mechanism to return people who would be medically transferred on the instruction of two doctors.
Specifically, the new laws are missing a cross-reference to another section of the law that specifies the power to send someone back after their medical treatment is complete.
We're obviously looking for other heads of power or auxiliary powers or little use powers to see if there's another way in which you could affect the return.
Mr. Porter has condemned the Labor Party and the crossbenchers for the apparent oversight.
We're doing our best to deal with a terrible law, but it's not a law that we made.
He's making sure the problem is widely known. Details were given to the Daily Telegraph newspaper, and the Attorney General followed up with six interviews and a press conference this morning.
Attorney General Christian Porter joins us now from Canberra. Good morning to you.
Attorney General Christian Porter joins us now. Good morning to you.
The Attorney General Christian Porter joins us in our Parliament House studios.
Legal advice. We can talk now to the Attorney General Christian Porter, who joins us.
The opposition isn't convinced there's a problem at all. Shadow Attorney General Mark Dreyfus.
Well, it's not entirely clear what the government's saying, and the only way the government can make clear what the government is saying is if they release the advice.
Greens leader Richard Di Natale is also frustrated at not being able to see the advice.
Well, we can't make anything of it because they won't show it to us.
But Attorney General Christian Porter won't let others see it, saying the government may need to rely on the advice if there's a legal challenge in the future.
We don't waive privilege over government advice. We'll obviously provide a summary of the mechanics of the problem that we believe that we will encounter.
Last week, the Attorney General challenged the constitutionality of the Medevac bill with legal advice from the Solicitor General that he sought to keep secret. Only the decision of the Speaker of the House of Representatives to make it available to everyone revealed the nuance of the advice. Shadow Attorney General Mark Dreyfus says that's why he's demanding to see this advice.
This government has already got a very bad record of misrepresenting the advice that it gets.
If there's a problem with the way the law was drafted, it could be amended. Today is the last day of Parliament until April, when the budget is handed down. Mr. Dreyfus says Labor would be willing to work with the government to quickly change the bill if it's necessary.
It's an entirely ordinary, regular thing for government to make amendments to laws where there has been drafting problems, if in fact there are some drafting problems.
Senator Di Natale has offered too.
Look, if this was an issue, we could fix it in 5 minutes in the Parliament today. Show us the advice. If we're convinced that there's a problem, we can fix it today. But they won't do that.
Mr. Porter hasn't taken any steps to negotiate with either Labor or the crossbench.
There is a problem. They don't believe there is, so it's not going to be a very fruitful line of negotiation with Labor to fix a problem that they don't believe exists.
If there is a problem with the law, it might not make much practical difference to what happens already. As Christian Porter concedes, asylum seekers who have already been brought to Australia for medical treatment or to accompany relatives haven't been returned to Nauru or Manus Island.
Almost all of those people are challenging that lawful authority in the federal court, so we haven't had great success in returning that group.
Mark Dreyfus says whether it's the old law or the new apparently flawed law, the outcome will be the same.
That's 900 people brought from Manus and Nauru, and one has been returned to Australia. So this desperate Attorney General running around trying to create fear this morning is talking about a situation that is already happening.
Shadow Attorney General Mark Dreyfus ending that report from Melissa Clark.